Zoo and the Abominable Snowman.
What is it, Pock? Look, Grandpa, it stopped snowing. Can I go outside and play now?
Of course, Zoo. But first, you're going to have to wrap up warm.
Yeah!
It's so beautiful! It's funny. Our house looks like it's made out of icing.
You're right. Oh, it looks so good you could almost eat it.
Look, Grandpa, your footprints look really big compared to mine.
Oh, that's true. Impossible to get us too confused.
What about those? Who do you think they belong to?
I don't know. They're really tiny.
Should we follow them?
Oh, good idea.
The footprints stop right here. What? Pock, those were your footprints.
It looks like Pock loves the snow as much as you do.
Can we look for some more footprints to follow?
All right. But real trackers have very special equipment. Let's go and get what we need. Now, where's my tape measure gone? I'm sure I put it away around here.
Well done, Pock. You found the tape measure.
I think we've got everything.
Tape measure, binoculars, notebook, pencil. What's this book for?
This is an animal encyclopedia. It'll help us recognize the animal tracks.
That's a great idea, Grandpa. Wow! Is this a three-legged animal?
This is a strange discovery. Let's start by measuring them. Oh, they're about the same size as my own prints.
Except that there's an extra one.
Well spotted, Zoo.
I'm going to look it up in the animal encyclopedia.
Well, the third print is very, very small.
I can't find a three-legged animal.
Hello, you two. Having fun in the snow?
Oh, yes, Nana. Of course. We should have realised. It wasn't a third leg. It was Nana's walking stick.
We wouldn't have found her in the encyclopedia.
It looks like Pock's found something. They're the same size as my prints.
But we haven't been here.
Let's see where they go. Come on, Grandpa.
Who could these prints belong to?
I know, Elsie. She's the only one who goes through here.
You're probably right.
I'm going to check.
Okay, Zoo.
Hi, Elsie.
Hello, Zoo. I've been looking for you everywhere. Look at my snowman.
Wow! It looks great.
What a beautiful snowman. Have you made it all by yourself?
Mum helped me a little. What are you up to?
Grandpa and I are being trackers.
What's a tracker?
We follow footprints left in the snow to find out who they belong to. That's how we found you.
That sounds like fun. Can I be a tracker too?
Of course you can. But we haven't got any prints to follow.
Why don't we go into the street? I'm sure we'll find some there.
Look at those!
They're a funny shape.
What animal could have such big feet?
Well, I have no idea at all. Let's measure them.
Wow! They're 2 times as big as Grandpa's. It must belong to a giant.
Even bear's prints aren't as big as those.
Shall we follow the trail to find out who they belong to? It's gone that way. Maybe Mrs. Dolly's seen it. Hello, Mrs. Dolly.
Hello, children.
We're tracking these footprints. Have you seen who they belong to?
Yes. Only a few minutes ago.
Really? What did it look like?
The thing is, I couldn't see him very well through the fog.
Was he big?
Yes, with very large feet. And he walked in a funny way.
Do you remember anything else?
He looked strong. And he was covered in long white hair.
Oh.
That's it. Finished.
I know what that is. I saw it on TV. It's the Abominable Snowman.
The Abominable Snowman? We have to find him.
Let's get back to work before the trail goes cold.
Thank you, Mrs. Dolly.
See you soon.
Bye.
Oh, we've lost the trail. The wind has blown snow over the prints.
Oh, no. How are we going to find the Abominable Snowman now?
Let's carry on that way. With a bit of luck, we'll pick up his trail again.
Look, Elsie, we found the trail again.
The Abominable Snowman has been here.
It looks as if he's gone into the shop.
Hello. What are you doing out in the cold?
We're looking for the Abominable Snowman. Have you seen him?
Abominable Snowman?
He looks like this.
I would remember it if I'd seen such a creature.
Oh, but we were sure he came into the shop.
Yes, his footprints are right outside.
Maybe he walked past the shop, but he's not come in here.
Let's go back outside. He may still be out there. Did you hear that?
Could it be the Abominable Snowman?
Can I have the binoculars, please, Grandpa? Over there! He's over there!
Quick, we've got to catch up with him.
This time I'm sure the Abominable Snowman's been here.
And lots of times too.
Oh no! The Abominable Snowman's ruined Mr. Zoe's shop. Oh. Oh. Mr. Zoe?
Sorry, I've just fallen over. Again.
Hello, Mr. Zoe.
Hello. Walking with snowshoes is harder than it looks.
Wow, they look just like the footprints we've been tracking.
I've not even had time to tidy up my shop yet. I spent the whole morning doing deliveries on foot.
Really? You do deliveries now?
Yes. With all the snow, people find it hard to come and do their shopping. By the way, did Nana get her milk?
Oh, she did, thank you.
So you were the Abominable Snowman.
Ha! You got me. And you know what abominable snowmen eat?
No.
F- frozen yogurt and strawberry sorbet.
Yummy!
Hmm, I'm as hungry as an abominable snowman.